This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We were just discussing mocktail recipes this weekend. One had something called Aplos in it, A-P-L-O-S, which I had to look up, a non-alcoholic spirit with an apparently citrus note that's infused with hemp. And now Marketplace's Kristen Schwab comes into the conversation with new data from Nielsen suggesting people are drinking alcohol less, with sales of non-alcoholic beverages up 30% last year.
Nick Bodkins had a couple reasons to stop drinking last year. His wife gave it up because she was going through IVF. He also didn't like how much money he was spending.
And dry January turned into like dry February and then into dry March.
Bodkins does drink now. He just drinks less. And he says that's the case for most of his customers at Boisson, his small chain of non-alcoholic beer, wine, and spirits stores in New York City.
For a lot of folks, it's very much health and wellness focused. It's, you know, I'm thinking a little bit more about what I put in my body.
Younger people are leading the non-alcoholic and low-alcohol trend. Courtney Schizel-Magrini is the executive editor of 750 Daily, an alcohol industry magazine. She says the market had been growing over the last decade, but exploded during the pandemic. Now, even household names like Heineken and Lagunitas make non-alcoholic beer.
We see new products entering the space every day, so there's no reason to think that this is going to slow anytime soon.
Especially, she says, as more bars and restaurants add non-alcoholic cocktails to their menus. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.